Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Great topic we kicked off last week for moms and dads to go easy on themselves. You know, we're good parents. Don't beat yourself up.
That's right. And today we're going to talk about how to take routine self-compassion breaks throughout the day.
Oh, I hope there's coffee.
Sure.
You can add the coffee in. That's what Mike said.
Yes, that's right. Mike says self-compassion with coffee works best.
There you go. Okay, I'll let you take it.
During the exhaustion and confusion of being a first-time parent, you may wonder how they even let you leave the hospital with your baby.
Indeed.
You might have this gremlin going through your head. Why isn't breastfeeding magically easy? What is wrong with me? For those of you who are past those early years, you may face new thought gremlins, such as, oh, she's mad again. A better parent would have a happier kid. These are the moments when you might try to take a self-compassion break. And what does that look like? First, accept the moment of suffering with a statement like, this hurts. Next, acknowledge that other parents have felt this way. In fact, probably every parent in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Last, offer yourself kindness by saying, may I give myself the compassion that I need as I try to care for my baby or as I try to care for my child. And of course, for my Shine listeners, your self-compassion break may include reading Ephesians 4:32. And this was a good one that you could put on your fridge. I've added some brackets to this Bible verse.
Okay.
Be kind and compassionate to one another, including myself. Forgiving each other, including myself. Just as in Christ, God forgave you and me.
I think those brackets were a good addition.
Yeah, of course, it's not always possible to take a break right in the middle of struggling with a screaming child.
Indeed.
In that case, you might take your self-compassion moment after the crisis has passed. And Kristen Neff, again, one of the leading researchers on self-compassion, reminds us that, yeah, just putting your hand on your heart is a gesture of comfort towards yourself, or you might even give yourself a hug. And if you're listening right now, I encourage you to just do that. Just hold yourself. It might sound strange, but it's remarkable how this shifts something within us. See if it helps the next time you've just gotten through a really hard parenting moment.
I just tried it while you were talking. It's good, actually. You kind of just, you can feel some peace and some love and just give you that second to ground yourself, ready to take the next steps you need. I like it.
Exactly.
Good job, Kimberly. Kimberly and her team, of course, with Eckert Center, a couple of locations in town, and you also have telepsychology available.
That's right. So we can actually serve people throughout Alberta through telepsychology. That is one of the good pieces that came out of the pandemic. And parenting support is one of Eckert Center's specialties. And we have Kimberly, Michelle, Faye, and myself who can provide support at our north location. And Ashley Shaw can support parents at our south location.
Okay, some great help for parents with Kimberly Eckert and her team. And of course, every week, Kimberly blesses somebody with a gift certificate for a free initial consultation. Who's that going to today, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4 at our Shine line, 403-276-8888. Well, as the month rolls on, Kimberly, I know parents are breathing a little easier, so we'll continue the conversation next Wednesday.
Sounds great.